Proclamation number 5646 of 8th of April, 1953. The deepest knowledge was revealed to Jesus. Following Jesus. The act of creation as well as the fall of man, the spiritual beings turning away from me, can only ever be depicted to you humans, i.e., in such a way that you will understand what motivated the Son of Man Jesus to allow himself to be crucified and why he has to be acknowledged as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. The human being's degree of maturity also determines his power of realization. Only rarely can a human being penetrate the deepest wisdom and thus understand my reign and activity as the human being Jesus did, for he was able to see through everything and thus also my eternal plan of salvation, the plan of divinizing the once created. This most profound realization as a human being was also only the result of his life of love, which thus brought about the divinization of himself. Thus the man Jesus achieved this aim on earth, as it were, which I set for the entire spiritual being, the beingness created by me. The attainment of this aim, the divinization of his being, inevitably had to entail such a bright spiritual state that Jesus was able to recognize, overlook and see through everything. But at the same time also the infinitely wide distance of people from me, which could never lead to that aim. This very knowledge motivated him to do something in order to bring my living creations back to me, whom he loved above all else, as beings which, through love, had assimilated themselves to my fundamental nature. Love for me and for his fellow human beings was the divine in him which now also let him know about everything and thus also about the only path which was a help for that which had fallen away from me. However, the man Jesus was never able to impart this knowledge to his fellow human beings. He was certainly able to show them the way to attain knowledge but never to transfer his own knowledge to his fellow human beings. And therefore the knowledge about the creation and the apostasy of the spiritual substance from people cannot be gained in a school-like way, nor can it be presented by me myself such that the human being will have full understanding for it. It is the deepest knowledge which only becomes the property of the one who wants to possess it through love. Nevertheless, you humans are guided by my spirit into right thinking as soon as you are able to do so, so as not to fall prey to misguided teachings which can obscure or even disfigure my image for you, which would never deepen your love for me. But true love can illuminate your spirit in an instant, and everything which was previously still and clear to you will appear before your spiritual eye with such clarity that no worldly knowledge will be able to displace your knowledge. Then it will be impossible for you to harbor another wrong thought within yourselves. You will recognize as error what is error, but you will also know that you stand in truth, in right knowledge, because this is the light which flows into you from the original light, which cannot be conveyed to the intellect from outside but which everyone has had within himself since the beginning. On earth a person rarely reaches the degree of maturity which reveals to him everything that was revealed to the man Jesus, yet the right following of Jesus is the only path which reveals the secrets to him. And anyone who takes this path will also understand the work of creation, the fall into sin and the act of salvation of Jesus Christ, and the realization, the knowledge of my reign and activity, of my plan of salvation from eternity will come to him, of my eternal plan of salvation and deepen his love for me, who only let my greater than great love take effect in order to give and receive love again. and who therefore will never tire of wooing my living creation's love until they offer it to me if they own accord as my children, until they have deified themselves through love. Amen.